We're going to go on Parag Zion Mishnah. Hey, Misha Haitzebo Baharat V'Nixitso. So her, somebody who has a Baharat, a nega on his skin, and it got cut off, got detached from his skin unintentionally, he becomes tar. And the nega is no longer on his skin, so it's no longer tummy. Cut the tummy scalp. But if the person intentionally cuts off his nega, and he was over on the low side, like we saw in the previous Mishnah, the Pasuk said, he's shamer b'nega tzaraas, so you're not allowed to cut off a nega tzaraas. And if he does so, he's over on the low side. So. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, l'chashivali lo nega acher v'yitar mimena. But the other said that the only way such a person can become tar is if the second nega develops on his skin and the second nega becomes tar. Then he becomes tar from the second nega. He would become tar from the first nega as well. And since he was over on the low side and cut off the Baharis intentionally, the Chum penalized him that he would not become tar until second nega develops. And when he becomes tar from the second nega, he would also become tar from the first nega. And since the Min HaShemayim, they had mercy on him to be matar him from the second nega, we would assume that even had he not cut off the Baharis of the first nega, the Shemayim would have had Rachman on him on the first nega as well, and would have been matar from the first nega. The Chacham Omrim, Acha Tifrach Bekulu. Chum say, that there's another way for him to become tar, in such a case that he cut off the Baharis intentionally, and that is, the nega spread over his entire body. That's when the nega spread over his entire body, that is a scimitar causing him to be tar. And even had he not cut off the Baharis, when the nega spread over his entire body, he would have been tar. So therefore, in such a case, he becomes tar, even though he cut off the Baharis and was over on a low sasa. Now the Mephoshim speak out that it says in Tosefta that in such a case, that when he cut off the Baharis, he cut it off very, very well, cutting off some of the skin around it as well. In that case, both Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim would agree that the Chachamim stiffly penalize him and do not allow him to ever become tar for the nega, since he went through so much trouble to cut off the Baharis plus some of the skin around it. And in such a case, that he did not cut off the entire Baharis, he only cut off part of the nega. In that case, there's no machlokes with Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. Rabbi Eliezer would agree with the Chachamim that when the nega spread over the entire body, he would become tar. And since he didn't cut off the entire nega, Rabbi Eliezer held the Chachamim did not penalize him as stiffly. So when is the machlokes of Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim? In such a case that he cut off the entire nega, but he did not cut off the skin around it, he only cut off the nega itself. In that case, Rabbi Eliezer holds the Chachamim penalized him that he can only become tar when the second nega develops and he becomes tar from the second nega, while the Chachamim would hold that if a nega spread over his entire body, that would also cause him to become tar. Haisa Bereisha Orla, Yima. An infant that has a nega tzaraas at the tip of his orla, the mom can go ahead and do the milah, even though that by doing the milah is also cutting off the nega tzaraas, and it's an issur to cut off nega tzaraas, as the Pasuk says, Yishamar b'nega tzaraas. Even so, we say, I say, docha losasa, the mitzvah I say of milah overrides the losasa of cutting off a nega tzaraas, so the mom can go ahead and cut off the orla, even though that by doing so, he is cutting off also the nega tzaraas. Now the Mephoshim speak out that in such a case that the milah is being done bismano in the proper time on the eighth day, it's obvious that the mal can do the milah even though he's cutting off the nega tzaraas, as even on Shabbos it's permissible to do a milah. And the mitzvah of milah overrides the mitzvah of Shabbos, even though the mitzvah of Shabbos is very, very stringent, as there's an Isser Skila for being over on Shabbos, for being Mechal Shabbos. So certainly, the mitzvah of milah would override the Isser of cutting off nega tzaraas. So in what case is the Mishnah telling us they can do the milah even though you're cutting off the nega tzaraas? The Mishnah is talking about in such a case that the milah is being done shelo bizman. It's not being done at the proper time. It's being done sometime after the eighth day. Then in such a case, the mitzvah of milah would not override chil Shabbos. Having milah that's not being done at the proper time, that's not being done on the eighth day, cannot be done on Shabbos. So that's the case where the Mishnah has to tell us that even though the mitzvah of milah does not override Shabbos, but the mitzvah of milah would override the iser to cut off tzaraas. And the iser to cut off tzaraas is simply a low saseh. There's no kareis, and there's no mises bezin for cutting off nega tzaraas, so it's not as chomor as Shabbos. So even though the mitzvah of milah shelo bizmano does not override chilo Shabbos, but it would override the iser to cut off a nega tzaraas. Second, the Gemara Ches Mishnah Aleph, Papareach min atomei tor. A nega that is tummy, which spreads over a person's entire body, that nega will now be tor. Somebody who has a nega and is either tummy muskor or tummy muchlot. And after he becomes tummy, the nega spread over his entire body, the Torah teaches us that that is a simen tar, the person would now be tar. Chazru bo rashe evarim, tummy achit tismai baherto mikigris. But after the nega spread over his entire body and he is now tar, the tips of his limbs, has now become revealed. The tips of his linen no longer have a nega covering it. For example, the tips of his fingers no longer have a nega covering it. Even though the nega covers his entire growth with the exception of the tips of his limbs, he is now tamei, and he will be tamei until the beharet diminishes itself to less than the size of a grist. And that which is spreading as a nega over his entire body would cause him to be tar. That's if the nega covers his entire body, including the rashi avar, including the tips of his limbs. But if the nega no longer covers the tips of his limbs, he will again be tamei until the nega diminishes itself to less than the size of a grist, as a grist is the minimum size for a nega to be tamei. Min ha-tahar tamei. If a nega that is tar spreads over the entire body, he will now be tamei. For example, somebody who had a nega that's the size of a grist on his skin, and the kohen locked him up for 2 weeks to see if the simen tumah developed, and no simen tumah developed, and the kohen dismissed him. And after he was dismissed, the nega spread over his entire body. He will now be tamei. And that is the dip, that only a nega that is tamei that spreads over his entire body would be a simen tara, but a nega that is tar that spreads over his body would be a simen tumah. And the spreading of a nega is a simen tumah, so therefore, even though the nega covers his entire body, that would be a simen tumah, and he would be tamei mukha. And so too, somebody who has a nega with a simen tumah, for example, he has white hairs in the nega, and the Kohen says that it's tamei mukha. And after he becomes tamei mukha, the white hairs fall out, so now the Kohen says that he is tar. And after the Kohen says that he is tar, the nega spreads over his entire body, he will again be tamei. And since at the time the nega spread over his entire body he was tar, the spreading of the nega is not a simen tara, instead it's a simen tumah, as the spreading of a nega which is tar causes him to be tamei mukha. Chazru bo rashi evarim tamei atitachta baherto litkamaisha haizah. In this case, that the spreading of the nega over the entire body is a simen tumah causes him to be tamei. If after the nega spreads over the entire body, the nega diminishes itself a little bit, and now the tips of his limbs are no longer covered by the nega, he continues to be tamei, as the nega is still bigger than it was originally. So the spreading of the nega is still there, and calls mind that the spreading of the nega is still there. He remains tamei until the nega gets back to the size that it was originally. If the nega reverts back to the size that it was originally, then the spreading of the nega has gone. And once the spreading of the nega is gone, he is no longer tamei, as it was the spreading of the nega, which is a simen tumah. Now that the nega is back to its original size, he is